This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here with another weekly edition of the Quick Hits coming to you as a married man. So super excited. The wedding went off without a hitch in the Dominican Republic at the beautiful Casa de Campo villas, or resort and villas, I should say. If you followed along with our stories, which I know many of you did, you saw how incredible of a place this was. And I know in the Facebook, or not the Facebook, but the WhatsApp chat, which you guys were so kindly and nice to kick me out of during my wedding week so that I wasn't allowed to comment, so that I wasn't distracted, which was very nice of you. I love you guys. You guys are incredible, but also very funny. Taryn appreciated it. And the fact that I even tried to go and comment on, I forgot what it was, but you guys were like, leave, please get out and come back later. But those of you that followed and saw the stories and such, the wedding was absolutely incredible. I know many of you have requested wanting to hear more about the resort and the property where we stayed. This was not a points play by any means. We racked up a ton of points on the expense of the wedding, but not a points stay at all. An incredible, incredible, incredible resort. We're going to have that episode coming to you in a few weeks. We're going to talk about the property of the wedding itself, but essentially, if you did not see the stories, we're going to have the highlight on our Instagram page so you can see it. And there's going to be a couple reels that will be coming out as well. But essentially, we pretty much did our wedding in an Italian style stone amphitheater in, of all places, the Dominican Republic. And man, it was absolutely fantastic. Weather was perfect. Outside of being hot, it had rained every single day of the time we were there for at least a little bit, except for the day of the wedding, and could not ask for any more. So with that being said, I know you guys didn't come on here to hear about how the wedding itself, or maybe some of you actually did, because I know actually a lot of you were interested, but you want to know what the quick hits are. What are the updates in the world of points and miles and travel? I'm going to be pretty brief with this because I got in as of this recording very late last night, and I am wanting to go ahead and get this out so it can hit the airs in time. So I'm going to be pretty brief. To my knowledge, there's not anything super monumental that's come out since I left for the Dominican Republic and have gotten back, but going to pinpoint a couple of things I think that are the biggest news to come out over the last week or so. I think the big one is that for Bilt Rewards members, well, actually, let me take a step back. I think the big one is that Rakuten is going to be partnering with Bilt to allow you to earn Bilt points. And this blew up in our WhatsApp community chat back last week. And they actually showed on their website that you can pick, outside of points or cash, I should say, and Amex points, which most of us use, that you can actually earn Bilt Rewards points with your Rakuten purchases and such. That was actually pulled off their site because I believe it probably permeated through the points and miles community like wildfire. And it's likely, I believe someone mentioned it's probably starting sometime in November. So it wasn't officially announced, but it looks like that's going to be something exciting. And a lot of people were saying as soon as that happens, they're going to switch to and stop earning Amex points to earn Bilt points, because now that's another way that you can get into Hyatt properties and other things. So I think that's a really exciting opportunity and probably one of the bigger news to come out. Also, while we're talking about Bilt Rewards, some additional news is that those that are earning Bilt points, they just added Etihad Airways as their newest one-to-one transfer partners. So now you can actually use your Bilt points and move them directly to Etihad guests for premium travel aboard one of the world's most top-rated airlines. So Etihad actually now has become Bilt's 22nd transfer partner. So they're joining the likes of Alaska Airlines and Hyatt. And it's a great option if you've been eyeing those luxurious business and first-class apartments that they have on select routes. Now, here's what you want to know. Etihad's program is a bit of a mixed bag. Award rates can be very steep. Cancellations can cost you up to 75% of your miles. And they have actually probably one of the worst / strictest cancellation policies, meaning how much you lose by canceling your flight, of the entire point system that we're aware of, especially when it comes to what you can transfer to or an airline you can transfer to. And so it's usually most people that I know at this point that are booking Etihad are booking something that's very close up and coming and almost a guaranteed flight they're going to be taking versus something just a year out for fun because they see a good redemption opportunity. But for those who are chasing those top tier redemptions or struggling to find Etihad award space through partners like American or Aeroplan, this can be a new strong path to connect with. And they're also ramping up their US routes. They're flying from cities like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, New York, and DC. So if you do pay rent through Bilt, if you're acquiring Bilt points, or maybe you're about to start racking up Bilt points through Rakuten, then you might just be a few points away from being able to sip champagne on your way to Abu Dhabi, which is where Etihad's main hub is. And I think probably the next biggest game changer that's come out is from Rove Miles. And I think this could really shake up how people book hotels because starting, well, basically now, Rove members can book loyalty eligible stays, which means you can finally triple dip your earnings when it comes to hotels. So here's what I mean. You can actually earn hotel points directly with programs like Hyatt, Marriott, Hilton, or IHG, which means you can still get your elite status perks like free breakfast, upgrades, all those things, while you earn Rove Miles, which are transferable points. I am working to get them on a show for a future episode, so stick around so we can talk and unpack more about Rove Miles because they seem to be such an exciting new program to the points and miles space. But then you can also still earn points from your credit card. So that's how you can triple dip. So just to reiterate, you're going to get your hotel points, you're going to get Rove transferable miles, and then still earn points from your credit card spend. So it's basically the best of all worlds, not just both worlds, but all worlds. And that's something that you could really never do before with a third party site. So to celebrate the launch, Rove is offering 10 times Rove miles per dollar on these loyalty eligible bookings through the end of this month, October 31st. And that's on select room types and both refundable and non-refundable rates. So if you've ever avoided third-party booking sites like most of us have because you didn't want to lose those elite benefits or the points, this update changes that completely, and I think it might just be the biggest hotel booking innovation that we've seen in a very, very long time. So if you are new to Rove Miles, if you haven't signed up for Rove Miles yet, then we will link our affiliate link, our referral link in the show notes. Of course, if you have a P1 or P2 that you travel with, feel free to use their link. But as always, we super appreciate when you choose to use our links. It helps support the show and the work that we do. But regardless, Rove Miles, I think they're going to be, they're on the cutting edge of bookings when it comes to hotel travel, and excited to see what else they come out with in the future. So that's everything, guys, for the quick hits for this week. As always, I always want to send out an appreciation for all of you, for the community. It's constantly growing. People are joining the Facebook group, the WhatsApp chat, pretty much every single day. And again, I appreciate the support from you all and the congratulations when it comes to the wedding. Can't wait for Taryn and I to share with you about that experience and that resort and the property. Of course, we do have the honeymoon upcoming as well, and one other trip before that as well that we'll be taking next month. So we'll unpack it all for you. And as always, really appreciate each and every one of you, the listeners, the mentions, the comments, all the feedback we get, the emails, the DMs, so appreciative. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.